Nearly our favourite time of the week. Matty Johns joins us from up there in New South Wales area, who are still gloating over an Origin win last week of monumental proportions. Matthew, welcome to you.
How are you, Gaz? Tim, how are you, boys?
Yeah, we're going well. We thought that was going to be a tighter context test last week, but it was one-way traffic.
Yeah, it was. It was. And big, you know, one of the things that I spoke before with the e-bikes about this, the dry, fast surface in Townsville just suited the way we wanted to play, move the ball around. And yeah, mate, it was. Look, we got the best team on paper, and in theory, we wanted to play the best way. Putting it into practice is a completely different thing, but we're able to do it. So, look, I wasn't surprised that we won well, but 50-6, I was shocked.
They just fell apart. They completely fell apart in the end, didn't they, the Queenslanders?
Yeah, they did. They did. You know, it was the nature. Like, boys, I don't think... I'm trying to think through rugby league history. There's not many centre partnerships that are better than Latrell Mitchell and Tom Trbojevic. And I know Tom Trbojevic is just this freak athlete who... And he was approached by the Swans, I think, when he was about 14, 15, 16, around that age. They were keen to get him into the system. He never played AFL, they just identified him. And Latrell Mitchell's another one. Like, Latrell Mitchell, the television doesn't do him justice. What a massive man he is. And so both of those guys, I was just pinging the ball towards those two boys, hitting one on one side, throwing the ball the other side to the other, and they just carved Queensland up.
Hey, Matty, tell us about the time that Turbo Tom found you in the back seat of his ute.
I watched that yesterday.
I got to say, that is one of the funniest things I have ever seen.
Yeah, but people, what they did, there was we read in the paper that Jake and Tom Trbojevic, two proud local Manly boys, were doing a appearance at Rebel Sport at Brookvale Mall. So I said, right, so I got myself dressed up as this old tragic Manly fan that basically was in a Zimmer frame or whatnot, or scooter. Handicapped scooter, was just following him around everywhere with his People magazine, trying to ask for autographs. Mate, just driving him absolutely crazy. Anyway, Tom was getting particularly freaked out by it. You know, I was sort of starting to make a few complaints. And so at that point, we fessed up to Jake and said, mate, can we have your keys? And I went... Hopped in the car, and of course they've come back around, you know, into the bowels of the car park and started the car up, and I'll jump around the front. Poor old Tom, mate, until we went through the windscreen. So I'm like, boys, how are Manly going to go this year?
Is there any chance that this will be just a ruined Origin? By the way, can Queensland regather themselves or not?
I can't see them coming back. I can't see them coming all the way back to a victory. I can see this game being, you know, maybe getting them back to New South Wales winning by, you know, 8-10 points, but I can't see them swinging around to beat us.
In the celebrations after, I don't know, you've got to celebrate the wins. That's what you do in rugby league. Was there a bit of karaoke or not?
Well, there's been a few things going around this joint lately. We had a bit of a farewell for a neighbour, and I'm sort of speaking quietly now because, Patricia's upstairs. But we had a bit of a farewell to the neighbour, and I've been sort of dealing in some serious currency with my, you know, my supposed bad back. And so, you know, do you want to go for dinner? No, back's too sore. Do you want to do this? No, back's too sore. Yeah, no, back's shopping, back's too sore. We go for a drive to Port Stevens, back's too sore. So anyway, she ducked away for the night. And I was at the neighbour's farewell with a lot of the local neighbourhood mums. And I was just, anyway, they rung me the next day and they said, Matthew is just the most amazing dancer. Never goes over good. But no, there was not karaoke. I know where this is leading. I had a particularly embarrassing incident at a karaoke establishment in Rome, of all places. We went back to Italy to see Trisha's family, and went across into Rome. And I love my karaoke. And I walked in to this bar or this pub that was sort of quarter full, and they had the karaoke machine there, and I was taking names. So I thought, you know what? And I went in Rome. So I went up and I said, mate, you know, just Matteo John's Boss Gags. But, yep, sweet. No problem. Jot it down. So, bugger me, between the time I put my name down, within the next hour, the place is just, oh, man, they're shoehorning people in. It is so packed. And one of the golden rules of karaoke, I always maintain to people, is if you have any say in the order, make sure the person be before you that to lead you is disgraceful. There's hope. So you get up with a low bar. So I'm sitting there, and of course I got no say in it there because I'm a bloody Rome. Anyway, I'm looking up, and this bloke gets up, and he, like a Italian fella, and he's phenomenal. And he does Andre Bocelli's Time to Say Goodbye. The crowd are crying. They scare him off. And I remember thinking, oh, no. Yep, sure enough, it comes up. Matteo John's Boss Gags. Oh, no. So I get up. And, mate, I get about a quarter of the way through, and I just have a panic attack. And I get off stage, and Trish says to me, my God, how embarrassing. And I said, well, at least no one knows me here. Next minute, two blokes come up from Cessnock and say, mate, how bad was that? it was the last time I've done karaoke. It was...
Were you standing alongside Garrity over there in Europe? Were you in Germany, Gary, when you were standing alongside Colin Hay at the soccer game? And what's your recollection of that day?
My recollection was that we did that show, Gaz, and when I'm sitting, I took my seat at the Allianz Arena, and. Mate, they start as they're doing the warm up. The sides were doing, were playing the warm ups on. They're doing Down Under, and all the Australians were dancing the crowd, and even the Brazilians were, you know, hitting the drums and the samba beat and all that. So, and I turned to next to me, and Colin Hay was sitting next to me, and I said to him, mate, do you get sick of this song? He said, mate, not when it's sung like this. I said, mate, geez, I know. But mate, it was a good. That was a funny trip. That was an interesting trip, Gary.
Gary went a bit further.
I got some interesting insights to some interesting individuals on that trip.
Gary said he had Colin Hay up on his shoulders at the time.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. That was when we. Yeah. That was when before Brazil went 1-0 up.
And Peter Fitzsimons had us. We were rolling around on the floor with these zingers that were coming out of his mouth.
I remember when.
Just one quick one.
Well, the big one, Simple Minds. Remember when Simple Minds played? And before they were about to get on, he refused to go on unless you'd mime. And they said, mate, we don't do that. And he said, no, well, I'm going to mime. Otherwise, it was just a complete disaster.
It was one for the ages. Hey, the Kangaroos, you've been in touch with Dave Noble and the boys. They had a draw. They were 5 goals up or 28 points up at 3-quarter time, and they just hung on for the draw.
Yeah, well, mate, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I penned a song and sent it through to the boys. And do you want to hear it?
Yeah, love to.
Yeah, love to.
I'm a shimbona, shimbona till I die. Come on, the shimbonas, shimbonas till I die. Because ain't no use looking pretty if you're out there playing shitty. You can do shimbona, shimbona till I die. Come on, get it on.
Well done. That's a beautiful way to finish. Yeah,
join in, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Can you sing us to the break, Matty?
Yeah, mate. Well, I'm a shimbona, shimbona till I die. Yeah, shimbona, shimbona till I die.
Matthew Johns is here, mate.
You're looking pretty. You're out there looking shitty. Shimbona, shimbona till I die.
One more time.
No, off to the break.